Eleanor, before I show you any plans, I want to make sure we're both looking at the same problem. Let me paint you a quick picture. Let's say one evening you started having chest pains and you called 911.
That's a scary thought.
It is, but let's walk through what that actually costs under original Medicare. The ambulance ride to the hospital, Part B, covers that, but you're still responsible for 20%. If that ride runs around $1,200, you could owe roughly $240 out of pocket before you've even walked through the hospital doors.
I didn't realize the ambulance ride itself would cost me anything.
Most people don't. Now let's say the ER doctors admit you overnight for observation. Once you're formally admitted, Part A takes over, but there's a deductible for that hospital stay, currently around $1,700. That's not a small copay. That's the full deductible you'd owe before Medicare starts covering the room.
That's a lot more than I expected for one hospital stay.
And let's say once you're discharged, the doctors say you need outpatient surgery to fully recover, followed by several weeks of physical therapy. Both of those fall under Part B, and Medicare only covers 80%. You're responsible for the other 20% of the surgery bill and 20% of every physical therapy visit, with no cap on how high that can add up if therapy runs for weeks.
So those follow-up visits could add up just as much as the hospital stay itself.
Exactly. And that's the real problem we're solving for. It's not about which plan has the nicest brochure. It's about what happens to your bank account from the ambulance ride all the way through recovery.
When you put it that way, I really understand why this matters so much.
Exactly. Now that we're on the same page about the problem, let's look at how a couple of these options actually close that gap for you.